Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, and welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives Blog Talk Radio Show. This is our 591st show, so check out all our shows here and all our interviews. You can also find us on Twitter and on Facebook, and also we are also on iTunes and most recently on Spotify, so go and listen to us and like us there. I'm Marianne, and you can find me at mama_hooch at Twitter X. We also have Jen with us.
Hi, Jen. I'm REXJDK at Twitter.
Okay. And we have Miss Anna.
Hello, I'm at Cosby Hooch on Twitter and IG.
Okay, IG, okay.
Yep. Or Instagram,
right.
Whatever you call it.
Yeah, IG, Instagram, okay.
X and IG.
Yeah,
X and
I'm there
IG,
too, but not a lot.
Instagram.
Yeah. Okay, and also Diva Carey. You can find her at Diva Abdul on Twitter, Facebook, and she's also on Instagram too. And also check out our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka, and they just had another grandchild. I think it's 7.
Yeah,
I think.
Wow.
Yeah. Congrats to the Hapkas.
Yeah, they're way ahead of me. But and also check out at Teo Panglis and at Lauren Coslow and at Kill Trip USA, who is Ian Buchanan. They're all on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram too. So sure to check them out. So we had a break there. What, for Easter? Yes.
Yep.
So it's been couple weeks or whatever. We have some different storylines and that going on, and we have we got one sort of resolved. Still waiting on a couple other ones for like the secrets to be revealed. But Holly finally confessed that the drugs were hers, and so Tate got released. We also have a new Tate, and I'm not sure what their names are. Their, you know, real names, but the old Tate decided to leave and go to college full time at Michigan. I guess his schedules, the storyline's coming up, his schedules just couldn't jive.
Oh.
And yeah. And I saw
I really
online where
I really like him.
I did like him, yeah. Now we got the new Tate the other day and on Friday, and I have to admit he's not bad. I mean, I think he's just as good.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know,
I think
he reminds
he's good.
Me
he
of?
Might look a little older than Tate, but he's
yeah.
you know he still plays the part. Who did he? Sean.
He reminds me of a young JKJ.
Oh, JKJ.
Just a little bit.
I was thinking like Jason Cook. Oh, was that Jason? Is that what his name?
No,
I'm talking about
Philip.
Yeah,
Philip. Yeah.
He reminded me of Sean. Yeah.
Oh,
The first Sean.
I don't remember him very well, but yeah.
Yeah.
The guy who played Matt on General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick's brother.
Oh.
Oh, is that his name?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait,
okay.
Who?
Remember Patrick and Robin?
See, I don't know
yeah.
him.
Patrick had a brother, played by Jason Cook.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
Jason Cook.
Matt.
Okay, it's okay. Jason Cook. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He was the first Sean, the original
yeah.
guest Sean at the older
yeah.
age, teenager age, yeah. But I think this one, new one, is just as good. And I saw on Eric Mertzoff was saying that he tried, you know, hated to see him go and was trying to talk him out of it. But he said he wanted to have the college experience. Because I guess Eric was trying to tell him that this was the best experience for him, you know, but he still wanted it. And he said, yeah, I got that. But, yeah, everyone was, I guess, sad to see him go, he said. Aww. But, you know, but so I thought that was nice.
Well, at least it was
him.
On his terms, and, you know.
It was on his terms, yeah. Yeah. Because, I, you know, he was kind of growing on me. I thought he did good. And
Me too.
Actually, they both are, you know, Holly and Tate.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, she finally come clean. Of course, like, Brady exploded, which I don't blame him. I mean, she messed up this kid for 3 months, you know. And she came out and explained why she did it, but to protect Nicole. And so then afterwards, I guess Nicole was laying down the law. Like I said, she had to write these letters of apology. And then she took her phone and her keys. And then they had this big blow-up argument, which I thought was, and if you guys saw it, I thought was very good between
the two
of them. Just between any, like, mother or daughter that did something.
Probably got off
easy. How they exploded. Yeah, like she gave her, indefinitely. Like she can't have her keys. I mean, like she's grounded, like no, can't go anywhere and can't have her phone. And the conversation between the two of them, like she says, but Mom, you can't have my phone. That's my life. And Nicole said, well, that's part of the problem. And then Nicole gave it to her and said, well, you gave it to me when I was only 10. And that was because, she went through the whole spiel. So
you were basically
home by
a
myself.
Bad mother.
Yes, I had no father. I didn't know my father. You divorced Eric, who I was so close to. And EJ hates me, and you're never around, blah, blah, blah. Yes. Yeah. Did you see Nicole almost wanted to smack her? Was just about ready.
I would have been smacked if I said something like that.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, really. Yeah. Back in the day, yeah. Yeah. No, today, you know.
Yeah,
but,
it was very realistic. It was very realistic.
Very
and I'm
realistic.
Glad they, I'm
and
glad
Nicole's
they touched
anger,
on.
Which, yeah.
Well, I'm glad they touched on the fact that I think she was getting the drug. So many kids get the drugs through like Snapchat and stuff because they've got
these friends
set up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
they
order them thinking they're getting a Percocet, a real Percocet.
Right.
And instead they're getting something laced with fentanyl and it kills them, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they're putting it out there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And think of it, she and Tater have both been cooped up, so you can imagine how, like, hungry they are to be together and be with other people, you know. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But I thought that was one of the best scenes between both of them. And I think both, and of course, Ari's, like, excellent anyway, actress. But the girl that plays Holly was, like, realistic as a young, like, teenage girl.
Yeah.
You know, the way she talked
and
everything.
You can see you can see that rebellion that's starting to spill over during that. You're like, crap.
I'm going to say, well, now, wait a minute, Nicole. She was bringing up some true points there. She kind of got to them, but still, you don't really do that. But
they're missing a point. You know, I know fentanyl kills, but. You can overdose on a regular drug and kill yourself.
Sure. Yeah.
And missing that point.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is not to take anything at all is really what is
pretty
right.
much.
The point, really.
Yeah. Don't even
unless
take
it's prescribed
one from
to
your,
you.
So, and because your friend might give you one or sell you one, not knowing that they have something that could kill you. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
There's a doctor in the middle for a reason because you may have an underlying
condition
or something, you know.
But
so
it never changes from generation to generation. Well, everyone else was doing it or everyone else is doing it.
Yeah.
They never had a
of
yeah.
Course.
I mean, that's, of course, it just goes on. But
Like you said, I'm glad that Nicole stood her ground, though, because, you know, Holly needed some boundaries there.
Oh, yeah.
She needs to fill it, you know, she needs to fill it, feel it for a little while.
Yeah.
But you know,
and then,
what I kept thinking was, she'll just get a burner phone and
yep.
back
guess business. What? Take it, gave her one. Yes.
Oh,
I didn't see that part. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was
He brought her one.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I didn't see, did he get, was that, because I had to fast
that
forward towards the end. Was that Friday where she, he snuck
yeah,
back
that was
in
Friday.
And they were together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I must have fast forwarded through that part because I did see him sneak in with her. And then Brady came back in.
Yeah. He gave it to her before they came back into the house.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that part. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
that's the first thing I thought of when Nicole blew away her phone.
Know.
I thought, well.
Yeah, kids can take, you know, they can go out and get a phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but she still has her laptop.
But now
yeah, I was
going to
say, she didn't tell her
person.
Her laptop. Yeah.
But now she can only, basically the only person she can really communicate with is Tate because she doesn't have any of her other friends' phone numbers or anything on there because the burner phone. Because,
well, that,
you know,
that's
nobody knows
all she
phone
cares
numbers
about, I guess. Yeah.
Anymore. So it basically narrowed her friend pool or what contact pool down to the one person they don't want her to be with.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So Brady then came in, also EJ, he wants a public apology and that. He's just rubbing it. I mean, like EJ really was the one. Yeah. He made the whole mistake.
Oh,
and he said, the only reason you did that is because you didn't like me, so you went after my son, which is true.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, which was true. Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
I guess he said he would do that.
Reasonable from that standpoint. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
his son's reputation could be forever destroyed. And so I think it was important for him to insist that they publicly send a public statement out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he'll never get that time back that he was squirreled away in the halfway house.
Yeah.
The kids seem to have moved on. What?
Yeah, the kids moved on. Yes, they've moved on, but the parents haven't moved on. They don't want them together. And they're saying, and now I'm thinking, come on, guys, the more you tell them to stay apart, the more they're going to want to be together, which, like Nicole and Brady, they all should know that because they're through the same thing.
They've all done it themselves.
But, I get why Teresa and Brady are thinking that. Like, why is this kid forgiving this girl? Yeah, but that's Scott, you know, at that age. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, of course, most of us, somebody pulled something like that on us as an adult. Yeah, they'd be goodbye.
Bye.
not a 17-year-old kid. So.
No, they'd be in jail.
Yeah.
False accusations.
Yeah.
Like, you put me in jail. Enjoy your time in jail,
They
buddy.
Could go after Holly for, I don't know if that's a thing, you know, for lying. I don't know, covering up, or I guess they could if they wanted to go after her. I don't know. But Brady wouldn't do that. You know, he don't think he would go that far.
Teresa would.
Yeah, Teresa would. Yeah, well, most mothers would, yeah. But anyway, yeah. Well, she had to move out because she decided to move out then, so Tate could have his room back. So she ran into Alex, and he asked her back. So now she's going back to live with Alex, even though he's supposed to. Like, now he got what he wanted because that's what Kristen and him were conniving, was to break them two apart, you know, so they're not close together. So I don't know. So there's another thing we have to figure with this whole Constantine and Teresa, right? The whole Xander and Alex switcheroo there. Xander has to still find out he's Victor's son. So they really haven't got back into that storyline at all? Like Teresa and Constantine?
Week.
No. Maybe a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
I think. Teresa or Constantine said has to come out. Did anybody see how Xander figured figured out or found some evidence that could help clear him? Yeah, he saw
that. He's got knockoff switch.
Yeah.
I think I missed that part.
Yeah, and I think
what
we
happened?
Have talked about it before, about he has, you know how they showed what Xander, his running outfit was? And then when we saw the guy that actually shot Harris, had like big stripes down the side. So
yeah.
he got the footage and he saw, you know, on the footage or whatever, that they noticed that the ones that Xander wears and that the police have are different than the ones that are in the security video that shows Harris getting shot. So that's what he said. That couldn't be me because those aren't the ones that I wear. So because they made a point of showing like the legs of it, you know, part of his suit. So I don't know. Is Rafe, he took the evidence to Rafe, so whether what Rafe's going to do anything about it. But Harris still won't come clean with that. So anybody see Harris and Ava together? They had some bed scenes, and then they had their little romantic dinner at the bistro. Yeah.
Another dirty cop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're both, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that fact that they're like, you know, they know that to exonerate Xander, they're just, he's saving Ava. He's covering up for Ava, which he could get himself in trouble, which could, you know, yeah, he's kind of in a way. So, yeah, just to save her. So I don't know. I don't know how that's all going to pan out because he's leaving anyway. That's another one. Like, why should we care? We know you're not going to be there. I'm not a fan of Harris. I know a lot of people really like him.
He's okay. But it's too much like Jason and Chloe on General Hospital.
Oh, okay. Would
yeah,
she play
like,
Carly? They played, right?
Yeah,
at the
she
time,
played Carly.
And she played Carly when he played
Jason.
Whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
and
it's
he's
the same
still
couple,
cleaning up a mess.
Oh, okay. So anyway, we have so I don't know where that's going. And then we have Tripp and Wendy. Because that just kind of segues into Tripp and Wendy. And what Wendy's kind of having, everybody see that? PTSD or whatever? Yeah. And he's trying to talk her down. And she's always so worried about, like, you know, with the proposal thing and all that stuff. So, but she's kind of having things about that. That's kind of, is that the only thing that happened with them, too, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the week before, Jada was interviewing them, week before Easter, she was interviewing them to get their stories of what happened when they were kidnapped and all that. And that there was some hesitancy, like, I guess they agreed, hey, because Kayla and Stephanie were kind of like, oh, that's wonderful, you guys got married and we're getting engaged or whatever. Being protective was like, well, you might not, you know, you were under a real pressure in that situation, so maybe dial it back a little bit. So then Tripp and Wendy kind of talked about it, and he's like, let's maybe slow it down a little, get back to real life, and then we can figure. He goes, I love you now more than I ever have, but let's just kind of put that part aside for right now and try to adjust to real life again. And, anyway, that's what I remember from the week before.
Yeah. And that all led up to her still having like problems. It's not even that. It's just with the, and Joey got the beer steins and a thing of beer. And she says every time she sees the beer steins and the beer, it reminds her of the, of, like, because they were in the beer vault, you know, she says, I know Joey meant well. It's a, you know.
Yeah, so you make root beer for
it. It was kind of funny.
Oh, yeah, good point. I hadn't even thought of that.
Yes.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. So, and we had Kate. Did you see Kate? Kate Lucas?
Yep. Kate Lucas.
Yeah, Kate Lucas.
Did you see that?
Are you talking about that?
Yeah.
She took him some more books. At least ones that he said he might actually read this time. Like the Shawshank Redemption and something else. But, of course, that's kind of funny in and of itself because he's been in prison and all of that. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He's still, how many times did he mention that he didn't have Wi-Fi or internet?
Yes.
He's a bad
and all he can do is read. Yeah, that's all he can do is read.
I can't say that I blame him.
But it's still better than prison,
but he says.
Still,
he goes, it's still better than prison, but I kind of miss the daily fights or something like that.
Right. But, a little more action there, I guess.
And at some point he said something about, I'm starting to like, is it Vespers? What term is he? Vespers for prayers or
Vespers.
Something?
Prayers.
Yeah.
Vespers, uh-huh.
And she's like, well, I'm praying for you too. And he goes, well, I hope you can do more than that. And she's like, well, so basically they came, he realized as long as Clyde is still out on the loose, he's the dead man walking until they catch Clyde.
Yep.
So, you know, he's like, well, I'm either stuck here or go back to prison and probably get killed in prison. So he's kind of resigning himself, I think, to being there. But,
He'll be a monk forever.
Yeah,
but,
I think.
But I thought we had a sweet conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, they had some sweet conversations, but that was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, Clyde is being mentioned. So, you know, he's going to be back in the old storyline probably soon. We have, which brings us to Johnny and Chanel, because we know they're going to the Horton Cabin. But before that, they were in the bakery. He was, like, helping her, you know, in the bakery. So, and then, of course, he wanted to, you know, jump her bones there. She said, no, it's, you know, sanitary, you know, and, in the bakery. So I don't know. They went back in the storage room. Something on the bags of flour on there. Oh, boy. Isn't that just as bad? But anyway, so they're talking about going to the Horton Cabin. And there's previews out there showing, it doesn't show, it just shows they're at the Horton Cabin and somebody comes into the door. So it's just kind of, just kind of think, it's going to be Clyde. So, then we have Paulina and Marlena had a conversation, and they're, before they had shown them, like, with Roman and Kate, and sometimes with Steve and Kayla, and now with Marlena, and she was telling Marlena about seeing Lexi. So, it's kind of where they're at with that.
I thought it was kind of funny because Marlena was kind of not like saying, oh, you're crazy, but she was also kind of being like not really coming out and saying, well, yeah, if you and Abe both saw her, and I mean, that, and you both received
miracles, it's a miracle
on the spot. Like, you can't like deny that, at that point,
No.
But she kind of hedged a little bit, and I was thinking, this is a lady that was possessed by the devil not once but twice.
Yep, and went to heaven and came back.
Yeah. So if you have questions about the other side or what, then you haven't been paying attention to your own life for the last 25 years.
Yeah. You've died and gone to heaven
Paulina
and come back how many times?
I like Paulina and Marlena having a friendship. Although I thought that Marlena, as usual, is trying to encroach on Kate and Paulina's friendship. So I would have to defend Kate. But it was nice. Although I thought it was a little odd that here this woman has just gotten out of the hospital. She's going to have cancer treatment. She's on a restricted diet because of that. But she's like, yeah, let's go out for drinks.
Well, I'll just have one.
No, she can't.
We have Marlena talking to everybody, and she was also talking to Everett. He's going to sessions because trying to figure out Bobby Steiner, Everett, and he kind of, gave a little fact. He was talking, he has no memory, cannot remember who anything about his father, but his mother, and he said they were at the beach. I don't know, he was just like a young kid, and they were at something at the beach. Well, she put him under. She hypnotized him and started talking, and he said the only thing that come out, he says, "Mom, why'd you do it? Mom, why'd you do it?" And that was all she could get. So my thinking was, did she kill herself, like walk into the water or drown herself? Or other people are saying, well, maybe something about he did something to her, but that's not what he said. He said, "Mom, why did you do it?" No, did she kill the father maybe? Or did she kill herself?
Yeah, or was the father, no memory of the father.
So was it abusive? But I'm thinking maybe he witnessed something, you know, and that's what caused his.
Excuse me.
What do you think?
I heard a rumor his father has cried.
Thank you for bringing that up, because I heard the same thing.
What?
That he's.
Yeah.
And I always thought he was in on it with Clyde. He's one of the ones that.
Oh, that's right.
You know,
you have said that.
He's another lost son of Clyde, because he was always acting strange. He was the one that knew with Chad where Lucas was.
Yep.
Him and Chad were the only ones that knew, you know, when that officer came in and started shooting him and Kate. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking he might be the one that was the one that set the fire, was Everett. Because he comes back to the Horton house to see Julie. Yeah. He's come back a couple of times. That one time he was there. So I don't know. That's kind of my – and I did hear that. It's a rumor. It's not a spoiler. It's a rumor. So,
could be
the bad Bobby. It could be when he's Bobby. Well, no, he's Everett. So I don't know. Which is the bad guy? Yeah, Bobby's the bad guy. So maybe he's been going – I don't know. It could get confusing. But he's trying to figure that out. And Stephanie's trying to be helpful. Did you see the part where Jada, she's really taking this like kind of over the top a little bit, do you think?
I don't know. Bobby did something to her.
Yeah, like it seems like she's just a little bit more bitter than being cheated on and getting a divorce.
Yeah.
And it's been quite a while, and she's been in other relationships, but she's kind of like blaming Stephanie for why didn't you ask questions, like you knew nothing about friends or family, or you knew nothing of his background, and you were about to get engaged to him. And again, Stephanie thinking about it, I guess, in a way, it is kind of strange if you don't know anything about the guy that you're almost engaged to. You know, or you're in that series of a relationship with.
This is the girl who dated her uncle.
Yeah. I mean, you would think she would have asked about his family, or you just never talked about it. Maybe he just didn't want to talk about it. So we have all that. That's another whole thing, the whole secret of Everett or whatever. Blake Barris is doing a good job as, you know.
Oh, yes.
Trying to figure out, okay, are you playing everybody, or do you really have the ID and all that? So I don't know. It's interesting. And Jada found out that the divorce wasn't final.
Hmm.
So they're still married.
Yeah, and he won't sign because it's forgery.
Yeah. Well, he signed it. Yeah, he signed it. Yeah, I'll sign it, but he signed it Everett Lynch. And she says, no, you have to sign Bobby Stein. He says, well, I don't know Bobby Stein. I'm not Bobby Stein, so I can't sign this. So, Jada's still married.
How does that work, though, you know?
I don't know. It's all because of Rafe. Rafe had his buddy.
Didn't his DNA match or something?
Yeah, he is Bobby. They proved that he's Bobby Stein.
Yeah. So I would think they could use the DNA. If they can convict people with DNA matches, they can surely prove, take him to court and say, we definitively know whether you remember me or not. We have confirmed that you are, in fact, this person.
Right. They could also, you know, find something signed by Bobby Stein and compare their handwriting, I guess, too. That's another thing. But, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
D.O.D., with D.I.D., they could have completely different handwriting, though.
Yeah, but this is Days. You know, they have to. Some things aren't logical. Like, it's funny how we think logically, but not in Salem.
Nah,
No. It's all for the plot. So we have that with Everett. Oh, and then we have, Leo? We have that secret yet. Jude.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to come on. He almost did at the christening, but he didn't. You know, that was... and then we had the new Sloan and the old Sloan, but no, the new Sloan's the old Sloan's back, the original.
It was funny, in one episode on Friday, it was like, new Tate, old Sloan back.
Yeah. Let's see. So Leo, and then we said Trask was on too. Did her and Leo get into it, or was that during the christening?
That was right before the christening.
Oh, okay.
No, they were both wearing very, very bright colors.
Colors. Oh, yes. Yeah.
I like Trask's dress, though. That was pretty.
It was just next to his jacket.
Was that the green dress?
Yeah.
I'm still wondering how this is all, if it's going to be Leo. I still think that letter that's in the safe in the Demir Mansion, and it's been so long, or not the letter, but the results, that Sloan thought she destroyed, but she took the wrong one. So that'll be interesting. That has to come into play.
Yeah.
So, the writers can't forget about that. So, we did see... Stephanie came over to the Horton house, and they are starting to fix it up.
Yeah.
Julie was there, and it looks like some of it is fixed up, and it looks like it's going to look a little different, like it's going to be more modern. You know, of course, it's going to be all different.
Yeah.
And they did talk about the box, right? They still haven't found the key.
Yeah.
To the box that they found. So.
Well, at least they got rid of the couch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to all look a little different. Might be the same set, but it's going to be all new. I'm sure all new furniture and everything's going to look. Yeah. The chair, because the chair made it out. So, and with anything with Constantine and John, John's still, wow, I killed somebody. You know, whatever, John, stop. You knew you were the pawn. You knew where you knew you probably did something wrong. Anyway, you know, in your past life that you can't remember. And he's had so many past lives. He was a Brady. He was a art thief. He was a priest.
Okay, so truth bomb. He knows all that. He just wants to get the hell away from Marlena for a while.
I don't know.
That's my take.
It's just kind of weird. Yeah.
Well,
he
needs to go to jail for what him and Steve did.
They don't know about this prison break yet, right?
Yeah.
I can't believe Jada and Rafe haven't figured that out, or isn't there security cameras in a prison so they can kind of see what they did?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody knows that they did that. Yeah, they didn't know. They don't know that them and Ava were involved.
Yeah.
So, we missing anything? Maggie and Constantine forgave John. I think we already discussed that, right? And we think, just to get in good with Maggie.
Just to get credit.
Yeah.
Brownie points.
Exactly. So that whole big secret of him and what he's, you know, what he, him and Teresa were conspiring to do, eventually, I guess, will come out. I don't know. With Sander. So. I was trying to think what we saw. Oh, we do know that they're planning on having a memorial for Doug. So I guess they'll be writing that in. That'll be coming up sometime. I don't know when. But right now, it's probably going to be a while yet, but what's the guy that played on Another World?
Steven Snepson.
Cass
Winthrop.
Yes. That's how I remember. Also, he was Steve Olsen back in the day.
And
so
Gloria
Loring's
coming back.
Yes, I just saw that the other day, that they're getting Gloria Loring to come back. So I don't know. I think I don't know if there's other people coming back. You would think the ones that should be back are Peter Reckel and Christian Alfonso. Bo and Hope should be there. Sierra and Ben should be there, and Sean and Belle should be there. But
maybe
I don't know
Mike.
If that's all going to happen. Yeah, he's right. There's a lot of people from back then that they could, you know, or through the years. Actually, Tony and Anna should come back.
Oh,
They knew Doug, yeah. So.
Of course.
Yeah. So those two are the ones that we know for sure that are going to be coming back, so. Or that the news has dropped, I don't know. So that could be a while yet, though, you know, because what, they're like 6 months ahead. So if they're just filming now, or coming back now,
October?
September, October, yeah. It's crazy when you think about it, how they do that. Although also we have Stefan, I just thought of something else. Stefan's in jail because he made that deal. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with him and Gabby. So, any other spoilers or anything else out there? Or any other storyline we're forgetting? Just going through my little synopsis that I had. Cantrip. Any fashion reports or hair? We used to do that. I don't know. I know the one dress I liked that Nicole had on, but that was the other week.
Yeah.
Holly needs to do something with her hair. I'm sorry,
yes.
But I don't know. Do you agree? She looks, I don't like the haircut and I don't like the coloring. I don't know. I don't know what it is. And Kate looked great as usual.
Of course.
I'm trying to think what she had on.
Yes.
I can't remember.
Oh.
The times that she was on.
She had a jacket, a blouse, maybe a white blouse with some jewelry or decorative thing on it, and then like a jacket over it.
Yeah.
But at least,
Lucas had his monk
the
thing
campiness.
On. Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed the campiness of her and Roman showing up. With Lucas last time. I hope that was funny. But it was nice to have her be, like, more loving this time to him. It's kind of a little teasing, but, you know, I know she's like, look, I know you want to be out of here, but, you know, you're safer here kind of thing. So, well, that'll make it interesting if Everett's really – because the thing of it is, if he is Bobby Stein, how does that connect him? Would that be the mom's last name? And Clyde is, because otherwise Clyde, you know.
Could be, or Clyde had a relationship with his mother, and Bobby Stein was his, married to his mother, but not his father. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, she had an affair with Clyde or something. Because he keeps saying he doesn't remember, doesn't have memories of his father. Could be because he was abusive, or maybe he just was a single. Maybe she was a single mother. I don't know. You know what I mean? That's what he's saying. He just doesn't seem to have any memories. So.
And then also, is he still fooling us though? Is he still fooling us?
Or
does he really
right,
have a
or
memory?
Is he fooling?
Mm-hmm.
He's just manipulative.
But, I mean, he seems sincere with Marlena and stuff, but at the same time, is that part of his MO, you know?
But, you know, and when he was under hypnosis, I don't know if you saw it, he saw himself, like another version of himself. It kind of looked like mad.
Oh.
And he told Marlena. Oh. I think he told, no, he didn't tell Marlena. He told Stephanie. She says, well, what did you see? He said, I actually saw myself. So that can, isn't that kind of like a hint of a DID? Like two different versions of himself. So, yeah.
Question. Okay. Alex Marshall. Now, was he Nick's father or Nick's grandfather?
Nick's grandfather.
Okay, because I know
Jessica
was
the his mother.
Yeah, I know
Jessica
was
Marie and Alex's son.
But was he decent to Marie?
Who? Alex?
Alex.
Yeah, I think so. Boy, that goes way back. I remember them being together. They were in a plane crash or something. Vaguely remember that. Do you remember that? Did he ever marry Marie? I don't know, because she went to be a nun. But was that before Alex or after Alex? I know they had a daughter, Jessica.
Yeah.
And she married somebody like last name Fallon. I forget who she married. And then supposedly had Nick. So that would be Alex's grandson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, he's part of Horton. He's Marie Horton's grandson.
Because could he also be Nick somehow?
I've heard people say, yeah. I don't know. Or Nick, yeah. Could be. They keep saying about how, I mean, there's been a couple times they've mentioned how much he looks like Nick.
Yeah.
You remind me. You look so much like Nick. Or Julie said that a couple of times. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a possibility. God, that would be wrong. That's a stretch, though, but. Because Nick White was supposed to be dead, and they saw Nick up in heaven.
Yeah.
It's batting.
Well, Doc is saying she's just going to continue to refer to him as not Nick.
Not Nick.
Not Nick. Not Nick.
And she definitely thinks it's going the direction of the DID that we've been talking about.
Oh, is that what she thinks?
Not sure, back and forth. So probably it's a good guy, bad guy kind of thing, but...
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was saying to her that at least that would allow them to keep Blake Barris if he wants to stick around, because he has that out, just like Abby did. Abigail.
Yep.
You know.
Right.
So we'll see. And also, and you may have already said this, but at some point along the way, but also since, what's the Weston? Ben Weston obviously had mental illness, so if you mix in mental illness and, you know, he could be his half-brother, you know, mental illness plus
and also
abuse or whatever.
Yeah. And his sister, the sister too, Jordan, she's nuts.
She went nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah. So it could be. I mean, it's making. I can see how it can be that way. Just the way I thought he was acting in the beginning, like he was somehow involved in it. So I don't know. We'll see. So, all right. I think that's it. Was anybody following the women's basketball game?
I wanted them to win last night.
Who? Which one? UConn.
UConn. Yeah. They got robbed at the last minute, but they had their chances too, so.
Yeah, they had their chances. But, yeah,
it
was a kind of controversial call, the fouls sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't understand how sometimes they're fouls and sometimes they're not, so I don't know.
Yeah.
And I really don't follow
basketball.
Just the Final Fours and that I'll watch, you know.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
I used to, when I lived in a basketball city in Houston, I followed the Rockets, of course. I was a diehard Rockets fan for years.
Yeah.
But since where I'm at now, we don't have a it's more about college basketball and football.
Yeah.
We don't have we don't have an actual.
Yeah, I don't like.
And we
pro
do have
a pro basketball.
We do have a professional football team that's very good. I just, I might add, but we don't have a basketball team, a pro basketball team. So, but I mean. Caitlin Clark is definitely an amazing player, and
oh my gosh, yes!
So
she seems very nice too.
She's literally changing the world of women's basketball. I think. I think there's more people that have watched NCAA women's than they have ever. You know, so
yeah.
I would definitely watch. I mean, when I lived in Houston, I was excited for the WNBA. And then, because we had a couple of locals that were in it, and, you know, I tried to support them and stuff, but then I kind of lost interest along the way.
Yeah.
But she would definitely probably get me to watch some of that, you know, in the future.
I enjoy watching the women more than the men. I think they're more exciting. Yeah. So
they're charging $700-some a ticket for the women.
Yeah, I believe it. Football is way more than that. Yeah.
You know what? I'll stay home. I got my own fridge and my own bathroom.
Yeah. Right. I'll watch it on TV.
Yeah.
But.
And I'm 5'1", so I'll actually see everything.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, since Doc is in Houston, she just texted me, they're not really a real basketball city anymore. But
Who's that?
Better this year. The Rockets used to be amazing, and then that was during the Hakeem Olajuwon era, and the Twin Towers guys and stuff. But,
yeah, I never followed the NBA. I couldn't tell
but,
it that
you
much.
I used to know every team, every player, their numbers, all that for the Rockets, and I went to a lot of games, but. I kind of dropped off. I tried to watch in the last handful of playoffs because that's the only games I would be able to see in the market that I'm in now.
Mm-hmm.
And I would try to follow them, but they were such a disappointment. It was like, I don't know, it was kind of frustrating. So, I don't know. I wish them well.
Yeah.
And then how are the Mets looking, Jen?
Oh, my God, they're pathetic.
Oh, no, didn't they
Well, the Pirates
changes?
Are doing well so far. Yeah.
But didn't the Mets
what are
make
the Mets?
Some big changes last season?
The Mets are 2-7.
Oh.
But they changed their manager. Didn't they change managers and all that?
Yeah, they had a great manager who was not the problem. And then they get
gotcha.
A guy who's never managed before.
Oh.
I'm sorry, that was mean. I shouldn't have laughed.
And he's the ex-Yankees bench coach.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
So ooh,
really, they must not want to win. The owners must not want to win.
He doesn't. I
That's
swear
terrible.
To God, the man does not want to win.
That's crazy. Yeah. Sorry I asked. I hadn't been keeping up with baseball yet. So
That's
I,
okay.
Just started.
They blew a 5-1 lead today.
Yeah, and the Royals, they won in, I can't believe it's been almost 10 years since they won their second, I don't want to say World Series.
World Series. Yeah, they played the Mets.
Yeah, because it had been like 30 years or something before, 25 years.
Yeah.
In 2015 when they won. I can't believe it's been almost 10 years. And they've sucked just about every year because the next year all their great players went to other teams.
Yeah.
Very frustrating. So, yeah, I've kind of tuned out, but, you know, we'll see. Maybe I'll tune back in.
Yeah, the Mets haven't won since 86.
Oh, gosh. Bless your heart. You're a hearty fan there. You're dedicated, that's for sure.
I won't tell you the last time the Pirates won a World Series.
And the,
we were in
the
playoffs
are,
in, the, like, 2013.
So the Pirates
it's been a long time since they've won the series.
Mm-hmm.
So, 1979. World Series. I saw them win.
Sled. I wasn't even a fan, per se.
That was the year before I was married.
That was a long time ago. That's where my dad was born. But, like, he wasn't that big into sports, but I
in
was.
In Pittsburgh.
So that's more from my mom's side. Mm-hmm. But it was still a moment I will never – that was a moment in time.
79.
You know, that period.
Yeah.
Where I was definitely rooting for them.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so it's I don't know what it says about us wrapping up 2 weeks of Days of Our Lives and still having 20 minutes to talk about sports, but I don't mind.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
we talked for about 45 minutes a day. You know, it's easy to wrap up on that.
There's still a few fans out there listening talk who call it sports ball, but that's okay. She's at least supportive of her fiancé and his love for sports. So,
Well, what are sports? They're soap operas.
Oh, she said she just texted me and said she checked out for the sports portion. She was listening.
She doesn't
sports
like sports.
Ball, yeah. No, she supports her fiancé's love of sports, but she's. She's not a sports fan, per se.
Oh, really? Not
she's
even.
More
like,
a...
sometimes you either like one sport. Like, oh, you like basketball, you like or baseball or football.
I don't think I would classify her as that.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I think she more enjoys trashing her own team and mocking them than actually supporting them.
Sometimes that's the only thing you can do.
Well, sometimes you have to, what you do.
She says she does like baseball. Okay.
Okay.
A love-hate relationship, just like what we have with Days. We hate it.
And,
we complain
and
bitch
and that's right. She's reminding me she does love the Astros. And I'd forgotten because I love Astros, too, still. But.
Anyway.
I know. Well, I like some of the players, scandal and all. I like some of the players.
Cheaters. No.
And I used to go to a lot of baseball games too in Houston. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, but we got the Chiefs right now here in this area, so we'll see how that goes after our star running back who was a rookie last year got arrested or whatever and
doing stuff
in Dallas or whatever. Was she right?
Oh, is that the one?
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, was he the one that was driving or something? Was that just recently?
Right. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know the whole story. I just know that they're now going to be scouting. They're now putting a running back in their pretty high up in their draft this time. So
these guys.
I guess it remains to be seen. But that's when you get guys who are 22, 23 years old. But then you have people like Patrick Mahomes who are very responsible when they're 22, 23. So, it just depends, I guess. A lot of it, who knows. But
well, he's married with a couple of kids, so, hopefully he is.
A lot of those things are wild.
What's that?
All right, the Mets, the top prospect just got in trouble for lying about his age.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
What was he lying about? Too young or too old?
I think he's younger than 17.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez.
Like, really?
Oh, my goodness.
So is it even legal that he signed?
Oh, my gosh.
No,
he's
a minor.
Contract until they're 18.
He doesn't have capacity
until he's 18, unless maybe he was an emancipated, emancipated juvenile,
minor.
whatever. But
okay,
yeah.
All right, I guess that's it.
All
unless
right,
there's
guys.
Any other sports,
I need to go.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Bye. Talk to you guys next week.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.